Hey CEO, feeling a little or a lot burdened by all the things on your should-do list? You know, all the platforms, the programs, the people, the posts, the plans, the podcasts, the protocols you feel like you should be using to grow a successful business. Plus, all the Bible studies, the family time, the coffee dates, the investments, the workouts, the food prep, the hobbies, the adventures you should be doing to create a balanced life. Not to mention all the dirty dishes, the dirty laundry, the dirty floors you should keep up with just to maintain your sanity. All the things that leave you feeling burdened or guilty because either they take up too much of your time pushing other things out, or you never seem to find the time to get around to them so they don't ever happen. Either way, should-dos never produce much results, aka fruit. They just lead to a lot of busyness or a desire to run away from it all. Now, the gurus tell you, you just need to get organized. Organize your calendar, organize your to-do list, organize your systems, and then life and business will be more productive, or so they say. But I'm here to tell you, that's bad advice. Why? Because it doesn't get to the root of the problem. Because things put in order eventually go back to disorder. So today, I'm going to tell you to not get organized when it comes to your business and instead do this one thing. Are you ready for it? Declutter should-dos. Because then and only then will you experience the should-do freedom you didn't know that you were missing. This episode has the potential to change everything about how you spend your time when it comes to your life and business. So, are you ready for that kind of shift? Good. Me too. Let's declutter together. Hey, busy lady, trying to juggle all the things in midlife and business. I see you. Are you tired of feeling like you're constantly on the hamster wheel, doing all the things you've been told are required to grow a successful business? Are you ready to slow down the pace of life and focus your time on what's really necessary to experience abundant fruitfulness this year? Are you desiring to finally stop second-guessing, people-pleasing, box-checking, and multitasking, and instead have a way of building a business that is life-giving, not sucking the life out of you? Friend, you are not just building a business. You are pursuing the purpose God has for your life, to glorify Him in all you do. So let me invite you to the most heart, calendar, and should-do list shaping virtual event of the year for Christian women, solo, and entrepreneurs who are ready to ditch random busyness in exchange for faithful fruitfulness in both life and business, and who are doing it with clarity, confidence, and consistency, even in the midst of the chaos of midlife. It's called CEO's Declutter Should-Dos 3-Day Workshop Series, and it's happening live April 9 through 11. Inside this exclusive workshop series, you're going to discover my With God business model, how to get clarity on your mission by crafting a With God vision, confidence in your messaging by laying a With God foundation, consistency in your motivation by building With God plans, and calm in your messy midlife by balancing a With God life. This is how women who know who they are and whose they are do business, in full assurance of faith and true partnership with God. If you're looking to see a return on the investment of your time and resources that's no longer a meager yield but an abundant harvest, if you're tired of listening to the world's gurus that tell you you have to do all the things to please a fictitious avatar and mysterious algorithm, if you're ready to lay down what keeps you from fully turning off so you can truly rest and still grow your impact and income, if you've decided with God that this is the year you're going all in for His glory without worrying about everyone else's permission, persuasion, or perception, then I want to invite you to redeem your time and your free ticket to the CEO's Declutter Should-Dos Workshop Series now and access special early bird bonuses like my brand new CEO's Foundational Decisions Guide to walk you through 3 key decisions you must make as a CEO with God before you build any further. So, if you're looking for a faith-centered system with truth-based support to ensure your business is well-built, as well as your life,
all you need to do is go to redeemhertime.com/declutter to RSVP for the workshop. And I'll see you in your inbox with all the details, plus your free bonus guide.
Hey, CEO, for you newbies wondering if you're in the right place because you're not running a Fortune 500 company, let me just share. CEO stands for a Christ-empowered operator of a with God business. So, do you have a business? Do you wear most of the hats as a solopreneur in your business or in the early stages of entrepreneurship? Do you want to glorify God with your business? Then girl, you're hired. You are a CEO. Now it's time to start believing and acting like it. One thing you'll notice about successful CEOs of any size business is that they don't throw spaghetti at the wall, right? They don't try this for a few weeks, then that for a few more weeks, then pick up another thing for a few other weeks, hoping it might produce some results for their company. No way. If they did that, they'd quickly be out pounding the pavement looking for a new gig. Instead, they are clear on who they are, who they serve, and what they have to offer. And those three CEO foundational decisions guide where their time is focused, as well as what's on their should-do list and what's not. But what often happens to solopreneurs, those of us who are self-appointed CEOs trying to figure it out as we go, is that we listen to too many voices. And we think we should do all the things that others say they do. And before we know it, our plate is piled so high with spaghetti, it's now impossible to even throw it at the wall because, well, it's just too much. So much for business results. And since there's no board of directors to give you the boot or some redirection, you just keep piling on more, wasting more time, resources, and energy as you feel the burden and the guilt piling up too. And then you either opt for the hamster wheel approach, where you never stop running, trying to get to the next level, but never get anywhere, or you opt for Haagen-Dazs and your phone to start scrolling for the cutest dancing cat video or watch the newest Netflix series to binge. Girl, if you are a CEO, you want results, right? And not just the ones the world measures, like more likes on your live, more followers on your podcast, and more signups for your program, but also the ones the kingdom measures, like real lives changed, true followers of Christ, lasting signups for heaven. Even if what you have to offer is a healthy smoothie, more energy, or a personal style. Because girl, it doesn't matter what your business is. If he has called you to it, then you're called to use it to be salt and light and draw attention to him. That's why we don't got time as CEOs to throw spaghetti at the wall, because we've got kingdom work to do in how we do our work, right? So, CEOs need clarity around what to do and when to do it, which is why we need to declutter all the excess and unnecessary should-dos like we're talking about today. But before we dive deeper into the four steps to do that, I want to ask, have you grabbed your spot for the CEO's Declutter Should-Dos 3-day workshop series event happening next week? Girl, CEOs make quick decisions when they know it's the right decision. And this could very well be the best decision you've made so far this year. If you like what you hear on the podcast, imagine what it would be like to be live with me as your personal time management business coach for 3 days to help you get clear on who you are as a CEO, what should be on your should-do list and what shouldn't, and when to make time to do it all or stop doing it all so that way you can go enjoy the rest of life. Your only investment is your time. Did I mention it's free? But I guarantee it'll be a better ROI than your last paid program. Yep, my belief is that rock solid because I'm seeing those kind of results with the CEOs that I get to work with already. Because this is not what you've been taught by all the gurus and the experts who tell you to get more organized. Not only do you get access to join me live or via replay for 3 days, you also get my eyes on all your questions for the week as you apply what you learn to your business. And you get the 3 CEO Foundational Decisions Early Bird Bonus Guide with the 3 questions you must answer before you add one more brick to that brick and mortar or one more click to that online store or virtual offer. And if that's not enough, There are still a few bonus Find the Time audit spots left where you can get my eyes on your time to discover where it's really going and what the best use of it is. All of that for free? Yep. Imagine the level of service and support you get if you're inside my 12-month program. In fact, I will be asking a few of my current CEOs to share that with you too. So run, don't walk, to redeemhertime.com/declutter to grab your spot before you get distracted or buried by one more should do and never get around to what could transform everything about your heart, your calendar, and your business. Because let's be honest, organized spaghetti is still just a mess, right? That's why what you've been told, you just need to get organized, is bad advice. Might I say it's the worst advice you've been given up till now? But that's all about to change, because I'm going to give you the best advice that's really going to change things, whether you feel a little burdened or a lot, by all your should-dos. Are you ready for it? Here it is. Declutter. Okay, let's start with a working definition so we're all on the same page. Declutter, a verb, the act of intentionally creating space for what matters most by purposefully removing anything that distracts. Synonym, simplifying. You see, decluttering is not about what you give up, but about what you gain. You're probably familiar with the decluttering process when it comes to the stuff in your home. In fact, I recently referenced the series we did back in the summer of 2022 to simplify your stuff. So feel free to go back and binge that if you have a closet, a room, a garage, or a shipping container that you need to clear out. Or stick around and apply the same steps we're talking about today. Because today, we're going to cover 4 simple steps and how they apply to decluttering your should-do list in business. Are you ready to jot them down and then dive into each one? Okay, here they are all at once. Ready? Number 1, count the cost of should-dos. Number 2, clear out should-dos for good. Number 3, ditch should-dos with purpose. And number 4, experience should-dos freedom. So let's start with step number 1, count the cost of should-dos. It's probably not hard to admit you have a lot of should-dos on your list. All the platforms, the programs, the people, the posts, the plans, the podcasts, the protocols that you feel like you should be using to grow a successful business. Plus all the Bible studies, the family time, the coffee dates, investments, the workouts, the food prep, the hobbies, the adventures you should be doing to create a balanced life. Not to mention all the dirty dishes, the dirty laundry, the dirty floors you should keep up with just to maintain your sanity. But have you ever stopped to count the cost? Undoubtedly, clutter in your should-dos is costing you both time and money. Let's start with time, because that's our main focus here. When it comes to too much stuff, well, we know it costs time to purchase, transport, set up, use, clean, maintain that thing that you couldn't live without, or so you thought. And when it comes to your should-dos, it costs time, either trying to do it all and never not working on your business, or time trying to manage it all, because you're literally running from one seemingly urgent thing to the next, just putting out fires. Either way, more, whether it's stuff or should-dos, always cost time. And then there's the money. For your stuff, it's obvious that thing wasn't free because you had to hand over your credit card. Or if it was free initially, it cost you some cash somewhere down the line. But when it comes to our should-dos, we don't always see the money going out the window. But here's the reality. The more spread out your time and attention, the less anything gets of you. So you're either then willing to pay or desperate for someone else to have the convenience of handling it for you, or it doesn't get enough attention to get to the point of turning a consistent profit because something else needed you in the meantime. And then there's the cost that can't be measured in minutes and hours or cents and dollars. Your excess stuff or your excess should-dos both cost you energy and stress. Because when your space or your time blocks are too cluttered, you're not coming from a place of rest. Have you ever walked into a room that's got stuff on every surface? The tables, the furniture, even the floor? It's really hard to focus on doing anything in that room because it's just too much, right? Not that your house looks like that, but if it does, binge that series I mentioned. Well, the same is true with your should-do list. if every time you open up your calendar or computer, or shuffle the post-its or papers, or take stock of your counter space or headspace, it's easy for it to be too much, even for the most OCD of us. And then your heart starts racing, your breath starts inhaling, your palms start sweating, and then you're not much use to anyone or anything, no matter how important it felt when it got added to the list. That's why Proverbs 24:27 tells us, do your planning and prepare your fields before building your house. Because the cost of getting distracted by all the things you think you should do to make your place cozy, like comparing paint swatches and carpet samples, before plowing the soil and planting the seeds, is just going to end up costing you a lot of time, money, energy, and stress. Trying to figure out how to feed yourself, because what really mattered, like having food to eat, got buried under all the other should-dos, right? So let me ask you, what are all the should-dos on your list costing you? And what are they costing what really matters, like your faith walk, your relationships, your finances, your wellness, your enjoyment, even your business if those excess should-dos are in all the other areas? Are you up for saving yourself wasted time, money, energy, and stress? Good. Let's move on to step number two. Clear out should-dos for good. Before we even pick up your current should-do list, we need to do some work on what you're believing about decluttering, because it is not the same as organizing. Let's take that overstuffed closet, for example. You know, the one with clothes on hangers shoved so tightly on the rack you can't see everything, and a pile of reject tops or bottoms from your last dressing session or what you wore the last few days on the floor? Yeah, that space. Guaranteed, my good friend and business bestie, Ashley Anna Hurley of the Bold Faith and Fashion podcast, which you should be listening to if you want to look polished when you work and still put together when you don't, and don't waste a lot of time getting dressed or shopping. Anyway, she would not have you take everything out, buy enough hangers for it all, and put it all back into the same space, just this time in rainbow order and by categories. That wouldn't make sense because it wouldn't fix the problem of not being able to find what you need to get dressed, right? Because statistically, we only wear 20% of what's in our closet 80% of the time anyway. Well, the same principle is true of your should-do list. You could take everything on it and categorize it and order it and rewrite it in pretty colored pens and highlighters with post-it flags and tags, but it wouldn't change much, at least not for very long, because it would all still be there and the 80-20 principle still applies. Only about 20% of it really matters and produces 80% of the growth. So, whether it's your closet or your calendar, we all know that everything goes from order to disorder, right? That, my friend, is the law of entropy, if it's been a while since you studied the laws of thermodynamics. It's the natural process of the world. Nothing ordered stays ordered unless you stay on top of it all the time. That's why we don't just organize, which is just making all the same junk look pretty. Because organizing doesn't get to the root issue of why you have all the things in your should-do list in the first place and how to keep more from piling on top. So right now, I want you to pinky promise me you will not take the bad advice you've been given for years or that you've told yourself you should do, which is to get organized. And instead, you'll declutter, which according to our definition, if you recall, includes intentionally removing anything that distracts in order to create space for what matters. So how do you know what stays and what goes? Well, that's where step number three comes in. The ditch should-dos with purpose. And it doesn't start with looking for all the things you don't want, but the ones you do. Which is why this step involves clearly identifying your with God priorities in both life and business. Who and what really matters that you need to invest in now to maintain, or better yet, to grow? If you haven't already, I'd highly recommend completing a With God Life and Business Vision exercise, which you can access inside the Redeemed Midlife CEO coaching program, complete with question prompts for each area and the support to follow through on doing something about it. But in case you're not one of my CEOs yet, you may be after the CEO's Declutter Should Do's workshop series, then go grab a piece of paper, write down the 8 key areas of attention. Are you ready for them? Your faith walk, family, friendships, service, which includes your business, stewardship, which is finances and resources, wellness, passions, and dwelling. And then take a few minutes to prayerfully list a few people or things that truly matter in each category, that which you are called to serve by God. If you want, you can do that now, or if you're multitasking, just promise me you'll come back to it. Because without this step, the last one won't work. What truly matters in each area? Some areas may be easier than others or feel more important. But remember, all are essential to a balanced with God life. Because if any one of them doesn't get consistent attention, it will demand your attention. And it always will cost more time, money, energy, and stress that way. You see, prevention is always easier than correction. As I dug back through the archives from that Simplify Your Stuff series, I found this list of bigger purposes I shared from the book The More of Less by Joshua Becker that not only apply to removing stuff, but also to removing should-dos. Listen to see if any of these resonate with you or stir another idea in you of what matters that you want to make space for. Are you ready? I want to get out of debt and start saving money for retirement. I want a schedule that's less hectic with things always demanding my attention. I want to be available to help my aging parents or my growing grandkids. I want to travel and see the world or experience new people and things. I want to spend more time volunteering in my area or serving on the mission field. I want to stop working for someone else and grow my business. I want to be more intentional about hospitality and invite others over. I want to spend my evenings with my family, not finishing a should-do item again. So, if you can, push pause and jot down a few of your reasons why. This will help you discern what distracts because it's taking you in the opposite direction. And now, it's time to pick up that should-do list to truly do step four. Experience should-do's freedom. Now, perhaps your should-do list is written neatly in a notebook, on random post-its, or filed away in your brain. Wherever it is right now, get it out. Let me especially talk to those of you listening who keep it all in your head, or who try to. No wonder you feel so scattered and distracted, because if you can't see it, it's really hard to control it or change it. So if you don't have anything in writing, I highly recommend pausing this episode one more time to do a quick brain dump and then pay attention to the 1,000 or more things you undoubtedly forgot to add to the list as your day and week go on. And I mean, not just the things you do, but also the things you've been told or think you should do. This process won't feel good at first, but believe me, once you've got that list, it's going to feel great soon. Perhaps to simplify the process, you just start with listing all of your business should-dos, because then you can duplicate the same process for other areas of your life. And doing this could be exactly what you need to start shifting everything about your ROI, your return on investment. Doesn't that sound good and wise? For sure. We are all about scattering seed that produces a hundredfold harvest of fruitfulness, not what gets trampled, scorched, or choked out by all the should-dos. So, do you have a list of some kind in front of you right now? Okay, here's the hardest but best step you can take. Cross something off. Yes, cross something off. What absolutely doesn't need to be done? What is not bringing results or very little? What is actually a distraction from what would bring results? What is taking you in the opposite direction of those things you said you really wanted? What is just one more thing on your list? Permission to take it off the list, and then do it again and again and again until your list is truly the essentials. What is essential, you ask? Well, inside the Redeem Midlife CEO, I give you the Simple Business Growth Checklist, so that way you know exactly what to focus on. So if you want access to that, be sure to grab one of the Busyness Breakthrough calls at redeemhertime.com/breakthrough or with the link in the show notes. In the meantime, feel the satisfaction of putting a line through the distractions, or feel free to use a thick Sharpie or plug in the shredder if that would make you feel better. And keep doing this decluttering process often as you notice you feel like you're short on time or resources or energy or high in stress. And lest you think you can ever arrive, let me just share the recent CEO decision I've made to declutter something good that was keeping me from other things. Perhaps you've noticed Or maybe you've gotten so used to it that you didn't, that a little over a year ago, I went to 2 podcast episodes a week. As I watched not only my podcast coach, but also other podcasters I looked up to, and I heard the number of downloads they had, I realized if I was going to catch up to their level, I needed to uplevel my podcast game. So I committed to 2 a week starting in January of 2023, and I stayed consistent with that no matter what life held. And yes, I've seen my downloads go up quite a bit, but it was in the past few weeks that I finally started paying attention to the Holy Spirit nudge in my spirit that I needed to do less, that you as my listeners needed less too. You see, putting out 2 podcasts a week is several hours of work to plan, record, and publish each one, and then get creative about how to tie them together in my weekly social and community content and emails. And I started to feel the burden even more over the few weeks leading up to my trip to Central Asia, where I was not doing 2 complete podcasts a week, but 3 in order to get everything pre-scheduled before boarding a plane. I literally worked many days and nights to get it all done. And this is the last one that had to be completed. So at first it felt good to think about going back down to 2 podcasts a week after this sprint. But the more I sat with God about it, I felt him saying, less is more. Doing less podcasts on a weekly basis would free up hours of my week to invest in projects like the Redeemer Time Planner that's underway, a new webinar I'm creating, more modules for the Redeem Midlife CEO, and planning an annual CEO retreat, just to name a few. In short, I would be getting time, resources, and energy back that I could invest in other things to help you grow in your view and use of time in both life and business, and give me more margin, AKA that Selah white space in my days and weeks for things other than my business, like hosting and mentoring and working outside with my hubby, his top love language. Plus, the more I got to thinking about you, my listener, and those in the Redeem Her Time community, where we take the conversation off the podcast and put it into action with implementation, I realized you barely had time to catch the Tuesday episode and think or act on it before a new one appeared in your podcast library on Thursday, giving you something else to think and act on. And although they all related back to the same thing, your time in life and business, it felt like perhaps you and me were just skimming the surface because there wasn't time to go deep with everything else on your list. Am I right? And so I have decided, because I'm the CEO, that after the CEO's Declutter Should Do's workshop series, I will be going back down to just 1 episode a week, which will come out on Mondays. I also noticed that hardly any of the podcasts I follow publish on Mondays, but Tuesdays and Thursdays got really noisy, so it was easy for some to get lost in the shuffle or fall in the cracks. And I don't want that to happen for you with the Redeem Her Time podcast. So not only will this give you only 1 episode a week to listen to, but an entire week of support through the community to think, pray, and act on what God is calling you to do about it. Ah, doesn't that sound more spacious and more productive? Will my downloads growth go down? Probably, but maybe not. Because maybe, just maybe, less is more for you too. And maybe that will allow you to not only listen more often, but get more out of it and share it more often. And isn't that what it's all about? Not the metrics like the downloads, but the hearts that are changed that lead to a ripple effect in your life and business as you lay down the random busyness in exchange for faithful fruitfulness. Friend, I trust this will be a good change of pace for us all. And I know that if it's what he's calling me to let go, that he will be faithful to do exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or imagine. To him be the glory. Because according to Psalm 127:1, unless the Lord builds the house or the business, those who build it labor in vain. So instead, let's live out Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Do you trust him as you remove things from your should-do list too? I hope so. Better yet, let's do this decluttering together. So in summary, here are the 4 steps to start decluttering instead of simply getting organized. Because with too much still on your plate, you'll just have to do it all over again. Number 1, count the cost of should-dos. Number 2, clear out should-dos for good. Number 3, ditch should-dos with purpose. And number 4, experience should-dos freedom. Speaking of taking the conversation off the podcast and getting support inside the Redeem Her Time community, you can join us, did you know it? At redeemhertime.com/community or click the link in the show notes. And here is today's community question. What is one thing that's getting ditched from your should-do list to create space for what matters? Come share and get inspired by other women also faithfully seeking to build a with God life and business. And be sure to grab your free spot. Get access to all the trainings next week during the CEO's Declutter Should-Dos workshop series. It's happening in just a few days. So if you register now, there's still time to work through the 3 CEO foundational decisions that come in the early bird bonus guide and grab your Find the Time audit. But don't wait any longer. Head to redeemhertime.com/declutter to get all the details and goodies in your inbox. And I will see you next week, ready to pour out into your heart, your calendar, and your should-don't list. Will you commit to your growth as a CEO of a With God business? Speaking of building a business with God, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this time to reflect on what's been distracting from what you have called us to as the CEOs of the life and business that you have given us. We confess it's easy to pile on all the things we think we should do or let others pile their ideas of what we should do such that we no longer can hear your voice or are effective for your kingdom. I pray that you will give each woman listening today the discernment to see what should stay and what should go, and the faith to trust that you will bless her obedience in laying things down to focus where you're calling her. Because we believe that you are the God who does exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or imagine when we leave it in your hands. To you be the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, friend, I'll see you over inside the Redeem Her Time community where we'll talk more about this. Thanks for joining me for this episode. And until next time, remember, instead of chasing time on a clock, trying to control it, receive the gift of time from the one who truly holds it. Because as his daughter, you have time. Hey, before you go, I pray this episode blessed you, challenged you, and moved you to take action. So, what was the one thing God showed you today? I'd love to hear. So would you take a minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts? It makes my heart smile, and that way I know you're liking the show. And it helps other busy Christian women just like you find real life answers too. Speaking of which, grab the link and share this with someone you know that's been praying for a breakthrough. And don't forget to come join the after party inside the Redeem Her Time community. We're not just about knowing, we're about doing together. Head on over to redeemhertime.com to join the community, leave a question to be featured on the podcast, schedule a free 15-minute strategy session, or all the above. Of course, I'll drop the link in the show notes because I know you're a busy girl. Look carefully then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Ephesians 5:15-16. I'll see you in a few days, friend. God bless.